This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne in Los Angeles.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington. In the midst of trying to contain a scandal over prisoner abuse, President Bush faces a new debate over paying for the war in Iraq. All in one day yesterday, the president went on Arab television to try to calm the anger in the Middle East. The president also rebuked, reportedly, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld for failing to tell him about pictures of prisoner maltreatment. And the White House notified congressional leaders that it needs $25 billion in reserve funds to continue military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan through the rest of this year. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports from the Capitol.
A senior Bush administration official yesterday insisted that this $25 billion should not be called an emergency appropriation, but rather a contingent emergency reserve fund. The official said the Pentagon may or may not use the money, but that it is anticipating some cash flow problems come October and November, and so wants the flexibility the funds would provide. Senior White House and Pentagon officials briefed leading lawmakers yesterday on Capitol Hill about the plan. Upon leaving that meeting, House Republican leader Tom DeLay said the request for more funds comes earlier than expected.
They didn't think they needed anything till February. They're saying, no, it's obvious that they're going to need it starting in the start of the fiscal year, and we can't wait till February.
The White House also told lawmakers that it intends to ask for more money in February after it gets this $25 billion. Still, channeling billions more into Iraq now was not on Congress's list of things to do this summer, with the budget deficit already at a record high in nominal dollars and with an autumn of re-election campaigning ahead. Moreover, many Democrats called the $25 billion a lowball figure. In a statement, House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi said the time is long past due for the president to level with the American people about how much longer the troops will remain in Iraq and how much more it will cost. But Republican leader DeLay had a different view of the congressional attitude.
This is not money for Iraq. This is money for our troops. This is supporting our troops. Nobody's going to have a problem with that.
Still, there is likely to be at least some political fallout from another floor fight on the war and its funding, especially at a time when Congress is putting a magnifying glass on the mistreatment of Iraqi prisoners in U.S. detention. Bowing to pressure from irate senators on the Armed Services Committee, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld agreed to appear in an open hearing there tomorrow. And members of both parties in both chambers are calling for a congressional investigation into the matter. Republican Peter Hoekstra of Michigan is a member of the House Intelligence Committee.
We're a separate branch of government, and as we go through this process, if for whatever reason we think that there are other issues that need to be addressed or that this is not being addressed fully and completely, it may be appropriate for Congress to dig into this issue deeper and to dig into it on its own.
The House Intelligence Committee is holding a closed-door hearing on the issue this morning. House and Senate leaders are also drafting resolutions they say will show the world that the U.S. Congress condemns the abuse of Iraqi prisoners in U.S. custody. The resolutions will also restate lawmakers' support for U.S. troops, says House Republican Conference Chair Deborah Price.
99.9% of our military men and women are strong, courageous, bold, and well-meaning, and they do their jobs right. It's a very sad day that a few have soiled the good work that they do, and there's a resolution in the works to condemn those few.
But this so-called bad apples hypothesis, that a few immoral people are responsible for all of the alleged abuses, is being questioned by some on Capitol Hill, like House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi.
These young people were given some guidance, and I think it begs the question as to what was the atmosphere in which they operated that gave them the thought that it was okay to use humiliation as a tactic.
The resolutions are expected on the House and Senate floor this week. Republican leaders in both chambers had planned to make tax cuts, the story from the Hill this week. But that was before they had to deal with a new scandal, more hearings, and $25 billion more in costs for Afghanistan and Iraq. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.